I'm Shelley Delaney. It can be raining or snowing outside or not, but you can always see the heavens above at the Marie Drake Planetarium, which is rolling out a new show this Friday. Welcome back to Juno Afternoon, Steve Kosis, member of the Planetarium's board. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Shelley. This is Steve.
Steve, first of all, thanks for the segments you've been producing for this show. I've really enjoyed them. They're a great way to get some quick info about the elements for the local sky watchers.
You're welcome.
All right. We appreciate that and hope to get more from you there. But speaking of watching the sky, did you catch the Northern Lights on Monday evening?
Yes, we had a clear night, and you can go to NOAA Space Weather for a forecast for the aurora, or to the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysics Department. They both do forecasts for the aurora. That's a good place to check.
You just answered my next question before I even asked it, so you must be reading my mind. So you find those two sources to be pretty reliable?
Yeah, the aurora has three ingredients. The charged particles from the sun, they take 2 or 3 days to get here to the Earth. Then there's the magnetic field of the Earth and the gases in the upper atmosphere. So because there's that delay of the particles from solar flares getting to the Earth, the aurora can be forecast. So NOAA Space Weather and UAF both have forecasts for the aurora.
Did you happen to check the forecast for tonight?
Yeah, it was just average. It wasn't exceptional.
Okay. I checked as well, but I just thought maybe it had changed since I checked it. Well, I'll make sure I stay asleep tonight. But today you wanted to come on the show to talk about a new presentation premiering at Marie Drake Planetarium. Tell us about the gas giants.
Well, our solar system, the eight planets, we have the rocky planets, which are Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. And the gas giants, which is the show this Friday at the planetarium, are Jupiter and Saturn. And the two remaining planets, Uranus and Neptune, are the ice giants. So we're going to cover Jupiter and Saturn and our digital system. We have a database for pretty much the whole galaxy. So we'll fly as if in a spaceship to go to Jupiter and Saturn, and we'll orbit around them and visit their moons. And we'll take questions as we're doing that. And it's just like taking a trip. But so instead of taking 2 years to get there, we'll get there in a couple minutes.
How are audiences enjoying the new digital projector?
Oh, again, a lot of really good feedback. It's very visually striking. It's not virtual reality, but it's augmented reality. So you don't have to put on a headset. You just look up in the dome. And we fill the whole dome with our imagery.
The gas giants, they're just natural crowd pleasers because they are so impressive in visuals. How do they look up there on the dome?
Oh, it's excellent images. We have high-resolution database for Jupiter and Saturn. And, of course, the gas giants and the ice giants all have rings, but Saturn has the brightest rings. So those rings are very impressive as we rotate around Saturn and look at it from different viewpoints. And we can see the shadow of the rings projected on the planet, and the shadow of the planet projected on the rings as we move around Saturn. But realize that Jupiter also has rings, but they're much fainter than Saturn's rings.
But you can see them on the show?
Oh, yes, very much so. Well, not Jupiter's rings. They're very faint. You need special sensors, so we're not showing Jupiter's rings, but we're certainly showing Saturn's rings, which are mostly made of ice from a moon that got too close to Jupiter and was torn asunder by gravitational forces. And so the rings are little ice balls from the size of pebbles to maybe about the size of a house.
Wow. Do you get up close and personal with the rings so you can see what they're composed of?
We can travel right through them.
Wow.
We can penetrate the rings, and we can see through the rings because the rings are 100,000 miles wide, but they're very, very, very thin. They're only like about less than a mile thick. So they actually disappear as the rings go edgewise to us here on Earth. They actually disappear because they're so thin.
So just actually, like you say, it's only a mile thick, but that actually sounds pretty thick to me. And I know that we're talking about gas giants here. So how giant are these giants?
Well, Jupiter is about 10 times the diameter of the Earth. So you could fit hundreds of Earth in the Jupiter. And also, Jupiter, if it was just 80 times more massive, would be a sun. It would undergo nuclear fusion from gravitational contraction. So Jupiter is actually what's called a brown dwarf, which is a failed star. Just doesn't have enough mass for nuclear fusion to trigger.
That is news to me. I did not know that. So there's
many binary star systems.
Right, right. Does that make our solar star system a binary star system?
Well, no, because we have to have a second star that's undergoing nuclear fusion to have a star. A star has to be emitting light. And actually, Jupiter has enough energy from gravitational contraction to generate more energy than was receiving from the sun, but not enough energy to create nuclear fusion. You need about temperatures around 10 million Celsius for fusion to start.
Now, do you present all this information in the program that's happening on the 25th? Is it curated, or do you act as sort of a narrator and take questions?
The shows we're doing Friday, 6 and 7 p.m., they're written in a scripting language that came with our digital system. So we can narrate them or not narrate them. We will entertain any questions from the audience. So it's a real-time show. We'll be talking to the visuals.
That's great. And you can kind of decide where you want to go depending on what the questions from the audience. You can move around and check on different things with the planets.
Exactly. It's dynamic. We can change our directions or stop and go and pause anytime we want.
Oh, that sounds terrific. All right. So those are coming up. The Gas Giants at the Marie Drake Planetarium. It's going to be this Friday, February 25th. There's a show at 6 p.m. and a show at 7 p.m. What do we need to know if we want to attend?
Well, I believe our show is Friday. We have a sign up for it on our website, mariedrakeplanetarium.org. And I was just informed by the president of our board that those shows are full. So people could get on a wait list for it. But we are doing other shows in March. We're doing a show for First Friday, which is March 4th. And that'll be just a show up. You don't have to sign up for that show. That's March 4th, 5:30 to 7:30 for First Friday. And that show will be short full dome videos. And then March 6th, Sunday, 3 and 4 p.m., we're going to do a show for kids. But that'll be a sign up where we have a sign up for it on our website, mariedrakeplanetarium.org.
Now, will you be doing more shows about the gas giants for those who might miss it this weekend?
Yes, we will. We did a show on the rocky planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. And now we'll have this show Friday on the gas giants. And the next show to complete the cycle would be on the ice giants, Uranus and Neptune.
Makes sense.
And so we'll cycle these shows because we have a scripting language that runs the show. So we save that so we can run them anytime in the future.
All right. That sounds great, Steve. Thanks for joining us. Is there anything else you wanted to share about what's happening at the Marie Drake Planetarium or anything that's happening outside that we should know about?
Well, what's interesting is in the morning, there's four planets that are visible, Venus, Mercury, Mars, and Saturn. And Venus is the brightest. So if you're up early in the morning towards the southeast, Venus is the very bright object in the morning. And we'll continue to do shows. They'll be announced on our website, mariedrakeplanetarium.org.
And hopefully we'll hear about them here on Juno Afternoon as well.
True.
All right. Anything else to share before we say goodbye?
No, that's it. Thanks for having us on, Shelley.
Thanks so much, Steve. Great to talk to you.
Yes, carry on.